Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Rothelsberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma? What's up?
Wonderful, sweetie. How are you? Everything is everything over on my end. I'm doing very well. I'm about to relocate. I don't know exactly where yet, but it's going to be somewhere in the state of Texas for sure. So I'm looking forward to it, looking at a lot of lovely properties. So I'm feeling fine. Okay. How you doing, daughter?
I'm good. I'm working on some new projects. And that is a reminder to all the new listeners out there. The Work From Home board game is on sale on the website gamecrafter.com. Once again, the Work From Home board game is on sale at the website gamecrafter.com. So, Ma. Oh, wait, one more thing. I know I forgot. Today is voting day. Of course, when this is released, hopefully everyone would have voted by then, but you know, go vote, guys, please.
Everybody go vote. One person, one vote. Your vote is important, whether it's your local assemblyman or councilman or whatever. Go vote. It is important. It directly impacts your quality of life. One person, one vote. That's your power. Please, everyone, go vote. Never think that your vote doesn't count, because it does. Go vote. Okay, guys, I'm off my soapbox.
All right.
So Moving on.
Let's tell everyone what we're sipping on. And like I said, for the month of June, we're keeping it light. So we have some wine. So this is Wandry Cocktail Wines. And it is an African-American couple in the DFW area, Whitney and Chaz Gates. And this is Watermelon Rosé.
Okay.
Somebody, are you going to do the toast?
Long life and prosperity. Sorry, I'm so anxious. Long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud. That's really tasty. It's like really refreshing for the summer. I like it a lot.
Yes, it is. The more I taste, the better it gets.
Oh, I think Ma's been pre-gaming, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get
pre-gaming.
All right, so let's talk about some pop culture. So, Ma, you heard about the breakup of Michael B. Jordan and Lauren Harvey.
I've heard about it. Michael
B. Jordan is 35 years old, and Lori Harvey is 25. And the rumors, the hearsay, and we don't know these people, is that Michael B. Jordan was ready to settle down, and Lori Harvey wanted to focus on her career, have fun, and be free.
What is her career? Wait a minute, hold up, daughter. What is her career? Is she a singer, dancer, model, rapper?
She might be director, a model and influencer.
Entrepreneur.
She may be a model with influencer. I'm not really sure.
She may be a model.
And an influencer?
You mean Instagram? You mean the ones that we all are around the neighborhood? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute, huh? Who does she work for? Who's her agent?
I think she belongs to
an agent. Who dresses her? Does Lord Roach dress her?
No, but you know what I think?
Who dresses her?
Listen, she's Steve Harvey's daughter, so she...
She's
Steve
Harvey's stepdaughter.
Well...
I don't know if he adopted her. I know she uses his last name.
Yes.
But that is not her bio father.
Yes, but didn't he raise her?
I believe her bio father may have been away for a while. You know that special vacation place that a lot of African
people. He did. He adopted her. Steve did adopt her.
Wonderful. Then she is his daughter.
She is.
Not his stepdaughter.
Yes.
Good on you, Steve.
Yes. So he raised her.
Right. So that's why she's popular.
Yes.
Right.
And I think she models. So
she models who for what for who? What?
You know, different collections. She does.
Right. Okay, good. Well, that's wonderful.
So, Ma, what do you think about are we out of pocket to, you know,
No, she's a public figure. Put past
judgment on their relationship.
She's on the come up. She's Steve Harvey's daughter. She's famous for dating a lot of famous men. And yes, that kind of thing. So that's fine. You know,
Diddy's son and possibly Diddy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So good. So, you know, so what's the thing? So, you know, so what are we talking about?
People are just surprised at what they're putting out, that Lori was the one to break up with Michael B. Jordan. And I think that's what
it is. Let me just tell you this. See, there's a lot of ways to look at that. To me, I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Okay. You know what I believe? She may have been the one to, you know, walk away. But I believe that was the situation. If she was the one who walked away, I think that was the situation of her knowing that she was going to get drop kicked to the curb. So she just exited before that happened, or that didn't even happen. Because let me tell you why. Michael B. got Duquette's Jordan, okay? Got creds. Over creds in the entertainment acting field, okay? Michael B. Jordan, okay? He's an A-lister, okay? He got women, he could just blink his eye. Men, women, whatever it is he wants, okay? He could just blink his eyes. Okay?
Even more so than the average man.
There you go, okay? So this is what I think. It is possible that she called it off, but I think it's very unlikely. I understand she's Steve Harvey's daughter, but that just gets you but so far, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any, she ain't Rihanna, you know? She ain't Rihanna, all right? So what I think is that he might have let whatever story be out there. I think he looked at her resume and said, you know what? This resume is okay for entry-level position, but as far as me hiring her as my permanent ace boon coon for me and her to be married? No. She's a person who, you know, was over here with this one, over there with that one, over here with the father and the son. I don't know what that is. Maybe it was nothing, but it looks suspicious. It's the appearance of impropriety. I don't like it. And I'm Michael B. Jordan, nigga. Okay? I'm Michael B. Jordan.
Ma.
And she ain't the one for me. She might be cute. She might do whatever little thing she got to do. But like Smokey Robinson said in the song Shop Around, my mama told me you better shop around. Pretty girl, come a dime a dozen. You gotta find one who's gonna give you truly loving. And I think he decided that she wasn't the one for him, and he drop kicked her ass to the curb. That's what I think. I think he let it be out there. Because he wanted to get positive press. He didn't want to come across as a bastard. And a lot of Black women already was on him. I think I think he didn't want to come across that way. And I think he let it be out there that she called it off. I think that's BS. I think he said, look, I'm not going no further with this young lady because her resume is not correct. She's not the wife material that I have in mind for me.
Well, and what is wife material, Mom?
I think not what I think is wife material, what I think he thinks is wife material.
Well, Ma, that's what you.
I don't think is Lori Harvey.
But Ma, okay. So, all right.
Somebody who could have potentially dated a father and son duet. It looked like she thirsty. It looked like she doing anything to be out there. And for him, I don't think that's what he wanted for his wife.
Well, what I was saying is that I think that she's young and I think that she is living her life. I think it is hard for us to believe that a young woman, in particular someone who, you know, is not the superstar in a relationship, would be the person to walk away.
I think he saw her as being thirsty. I think he saw her for what she is, as being thirsty.
That's
all she do is go around dating people who are popular.
Okay, well, listen, whatever she decides to do or whatever, that's her business, because she, you know, like I said, she has that right, whatever age she is, and especially young, you do whatever you want to do. I just think that I feel that a lot of people have the narrative that, you know, Michael B. Jordan found one and that, you know, he's heartbroken. And I think that
that's lovely.
Will be,
that sounds good.
I think,
that's good.
Listen, I think maybe he did. I think maybe he'll be good. But I also think, you know, I think that he did care about her because I don't think
I
that he,
say he didn't care about her. I didn't say I don't he didn't care about her. I didn't say he didn't care.
I don't
about
think
her.
That
I don't
he,
think he. I don't think he wanted to marry her. And you'll never make me believe that he that she was the one who called it off. I'm sure he's perfectly fine with not being permanently committed to Lori Harvey. That's how I think. Maybe I'm wrong. So be it.
Or maybe that's the way to be. Maybe that's the way to be that Lori Harvey was, where, you know, she, you know, knows what she wants and won't take mess from
whatever.
Men or won't, whatever. You know, or she's, you know, decided, look, this is my
you know
life.
What?
There's some people that walk away
sure,
from.
I'm pretty sure he ain't heartbroken about not being committed. Were they engaged? Did they
no,
have
but it was rumors
oh,
that
please.
It was
going to cut it down. Cut
okay,
it
but
down.
It
cut
was rumors that
that's
that
just
maybe
us the public talking nonsense.
Okay,
that's
well look,
BS.
I don't know.
BS.
I don't know.
There ain't nothing. That's just a public yap.
I don't know
what he bought a mansion.
Listen,
all of them buy mansions. These basketball players who make millions of dollars go buy mansions, and they're single as hell.
Not
I
most of them aren't time. Really that single.
I see them right on Selling Sunset. Nah, they ain't married, and they go buy mansions.
Well, a lot of basketball players.
Okay. Listen, all I'm saying is this. Just because he bought a mansion, that don't mean he had intentions of marrying her.
It doesn't, Ma. But you,
you
know, but they, you
on.
Know the narrative that they
you know,
put
y'all,
out.
Y'all act like she stood him up at the chapel.
Listen.
It's like she stood him up.
I don't think that
nah,
she
I'm
owes
not going
him
with
anything.
That.
I don't think that she owes him anything. I do think that if we're going to, you know, go there, I think that the narrative, this makes him look good in the eyes of, oh, he was like
there
a good
you
man.
Go. Now,
you know,
now you feel it.
Loving.
This is all put out there to make him look like a gentleman and this and that, whatever. I think he drop kicked her ass to the curb.
But Mom, but what if he didn't?
That's what I think.
What if he didn't?
Daughter, if he didn't, he didn't.
Okay.
He just is a talented multimillionaire. So if he didn't, he didn't.
Well, what I will say is he'll have no problem finding another.
Come on, we ain't even going there. That goes without saying. But you know, whatever. I ain't buying it. I think it's just a bullshit, you know, cover for the public. That's all. I'm moving.
Okay. All right. So,
you know, much love to Michael B. Jordan. Much love to Lori Harvey.
Yeah. I hope they find
and continue to live your best life.
I hope that they find happiness.
And
you know,
they will.
Clearly,
and
it won't be with each other.
And they will.
Whomever.
Hey, listen, I hope we all continue to find happiness if we haven't already found it.
Okay. All right.
They,
so,
they, one thing, they're pretty rich, and that gives them a leg up on most people.
Okay, so I'm going to move on. Let's move on to Nick Cannon. So Nick Cannon, as
oh,
we
Lord
all know.
Jesus. Poor Nick. Oh, God.
Well, Nick Cannon is, okay, so he's 41 years old, and he opened up about fatherhood and his involvement in the lives of his children in an interview with Men's Health. Now, you know, Nick currently has 7 kids and 8 on the way with a 5th woman. And one of the 5 women that he had children with recently announced that she is pregnant, but she did not say who the father was or whether or not she was having twins because she was pregnant a little over, she had twins a little over a year ago.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, Nick Cannon goes, contrary to popular belief, I'm probably engaged throughout my children's day more often than the average adult can be. He says he has the flexibility at various gigs to set his own hours when it comes to his children. And he said he's involved in everything from dropping his children off at school to guitar lessons and coaching. He also said that he FaceTimes them when he's not in town.
Good.
My question to you, Mom. Is it possible for Nick to be engaged with his kids
more
than the average parent?
Nope. I doubt very seriously. He may know all of their names.
Maybe.
I bet you everything I have, he could not tell you the birth dates of every one of his children. I bet you
Well, he has a personal assistant to tell him that.
Not about his personal assistant. His personal assistant is not the father. He's the father. Okay? Nothing about his personal assistant. Because you know and I know, you mentioned personal assistant. Let's go there. Personal assistant is raising his damn kids. That's what's happening. Or whoever, the personal assistant, the nanny, the grandmammy, the grandpappy, and whoever the hell else that he can give some money to take care of his kids. Mm-hmm. He might make an appearance, you know, like a star comes to visit you every once in a while. You know, he may make it a personal appearance. It is physically impossible for him to engage with his kids in a healthy and adequate way to give them a good model of what a parent should be and what a loving relationship should be when they are in at least five different homes.
At least five, yeah.
And this man is working. If he wasn't working, he might have a better shot. He couldn't beat the financial aspects, but in terms of him giving emotionally and nurturing, he might do better if he didn't have a job. This man works all the time. I understand what you're saying. I see you, you're rolling your eyes up. We know you
need money. Oh, my eyes at all.
Okay, we know you need money. Listen to you. We know that's important. Nick Cannon, if we don't know anything else about him, we know he works. He's a working person. He works hard. He gets his grind on. He's been working. He's still a relatively young man, and he's been working since he was even a younger man. Nick Cannon works.
He was working since he was a kid, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. Nick Cannon works. So how he is able to do all these things for how many kids? 7, 8, however many children.
So 8 and possibly.
Is he including Mariah's too?
He's including Mariah's too.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something right now. He lucked up with Mariah because he doesn't have to do much for Mariah's children physically, in terms of physical stuff. She takes care of all that. But he needs to be there for all of his children emotionally. He needs to be able to give that emotional support, and they need to know they have a father, who their father is, and that he loves them. And if he's meeting those needs with five different women, if all of them women are just shutting up, being quiet, not bickering among each other, not bickering about the time he spends, the money he spends, all the events he doesn't attend, all the, you know, they got their sports games, they got school activities, they got all kinds of things going on, family activities, they got all kinds of things going on, and that's attached to each child, okay? And he's got five women, and so they all just say, okay, Nick, whatever you want to do, whenever you decide to show up and appear for my child.
Well, you know.
Whatever amount of money you give me. Oh, I guess it's all equal for every child. Oh, what if that, you know, you're coming to my birthday. Oh, this is my child's birthday. Oh, you're over there for that one birthday. Oh, you got to work over here. Oh, you're doing that. So what he's saying is a flat out lie. You know why? You know why? Not because the number of kids he has, because the number of babies' mothers he has.
Well,
if he would have those same number of kids with even one or two women, he could do it. But he's got too many personalities and too many women, and I guarantee they fight and bicker among themselves.
Well, Ma, I don't listen. There's many different issues here. You know, like I said, I'm always...
So when Nick Cannon puts that out, that's a flat-out lie.
I'm always...
You can tell that story to somebody else.
I'm always conflicted as to whether or not, you know, I should even comment on this because Nick, you know, continues to have children. There's been rumors. Well, he supposedly spoke to some publication about, you know, having a consultation for a vasectomy because he, you know, feels at this point
he need to go and then just do the snip
with.
I've seen it on TV.
Listen, I know
a complicated thing, and he needs to go have it done.
I got you. What I will say is that Nick doesn't sound like the healthiest person in the world. What he's saying,
you mean
doesn't
mentally or physically?
Mentally. Okay. What he's saying doesn't make sense.
Because he has a lot of physical problems too, you know.
Yes, there's no way
it doesn't stop them from reproducing.
There's no way one person can, cater to all those needs of all the children and all of the women. There's no way. Absolutely not.
It's because there's too many people, too many personalities, too many everything. And it does not take Einstein to figure that out.
And listen, and he says, oh, he has flexibility. You have flexibility, but you also have a schedule. And you not only do you, work for big corporations, you are a boss to other people. You have to be accountable for other people as well. So to say that, it's just very silly. And I think
I don't know who think you're BSing.
Maybe
you ain't BSing none of the public. We all know what's up. Sometimes there's big fights if there's only two mothers of the children involved.
Listen, if it's multiple,
five, six, you got a minute, because each mother is advocating for her own child.
You are a woman and you have eight, say if you're a woman, you have eight children by the same person, all of those eight children will have different needs. So it's difficult then.
That would be an easier role to hold. That would be easier, but that would be easier than where he is now. But that would also be hard. But when you have five mothers involved and they all vying for attention for their children, mm-hmm. your time for their children, and the best life for their children, they have to advocate for their children. That's their responsibility. And so they all coming at you for time, for money, to be there, for role
model, and I would rather
everything for their children. And you talking about you can do it. That's a big lie.
And then there's another thing about money. And this is another thing too that people always say, oh, he has money. Listen, he may have money.
Money doesn't do everything. It does a lot.
Not only does money not do everything, when you have a lot of money is expected from you. Just because you have a lot of money, so people are going to come for you with larger amounts that they want from you. They're not going to come for, the 500 or 1,000. They're going to come for the 20,000, the 30,000.
In Nick's case, let's just call it what it is. In Nick's case, that would be adjudicated. Okay. If they don't come to an agreement, one-on-one, then they will just adjudicate that based on his earnings and how many children he has. The court will set that up. You know what I'm saying? If it comes to that, if they don't come to a meeting of the minds, then they'll just take it to court and they will just adjudicate what in the hell that Nick needs to give to each child. So that they can work out. Unfortunately, if the worst comes to worst, the court will do it. But what my thing is that, what are you giving to each one of those children? Okay, no big problem. Oh, Dad, I'm going for my little dance recital. Oh, Dad, I'm learning how to play the piano. I have a piano recital. Oh, Dad, I'm in a step group. Oh, Dad, I'm doing karate. Oh, Dad, I'm playing soccer. Oh, Dad, oh, Dad, oh, Dad. Oh, Dad, none of that conflicts with your work schedule, Dad. None of that it conflicts with your other seven kids, Dad.
The majority of them, like Mariah's, the kids he has with Mariah they're 11. The other children are like 5 and under.
Right.
Wait a minute, Dad.
And then your twins, your oldest, those are his oldest.
He has two sets of twins.
And shit, they on the computer reading everything. Well, damn, Dad, why are you having all these kids with all these women and you're not married to them? Dad, what's up? I'm 11 now. I got Ben and had
my computer. Well, he doesn't believe in marriage. He said that. So we won't even go there.
I don't care what he believes in. I'm talking about what those 11-year-olds might be saying. Dad, everybody's talking about you online. Dad, how many babies you gonna have? Goodness, Dad, when are we gonna see you?
Well,
Dad, Dad, wait a minute, hold on. Dad, you didn't come to my, I had a thing the other day, Dad. I didn't see you there. Well, Dad, I had a something over here. I had a this event over here. Dad, I had something over there. Come on. But dad is on there talking about how great he is and how he can meet everybody's need. Dad, you cut the BS. Cut the BS, dad. I'm out.
Nick, I wish you luck. I hope that your children, wish them all the luck in the world, and the mother of your kids, I wish them luck as me too. So let's move on. So Matt, you know, just Deshaun Watson, correct? The football player.
Deshaun Watson, is that the one who got all that money?
Yes, Deshaun Somebody Watson.
Deshaun got a bunch of money. Yeah.
He's the one who, So Deshaun Watson got a guaranteed, I think it's $230 million over 5 years. And that's the most guaranteed money out of any NFL player in history. And we mentioned this before briefly.
Well, now, wait a minute. Reason, is he quarterbacking?
Yes, he's a quarterback.
Okay, because they have somebody else who just
That's Aaron Donald.
Oh, okay. So you know about him. He's a non-quarterback. And he took over the title for the highest non-quarterback.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Aaron Donald is probably one of the greatest of all time.
All right, go ahead.
That's
go ahead.
A, Let that's me see a what's going on with the story.
Go ahead. All right, come on, daughter. Come on.
Okay. Daughter. All right. So a 24th massage therapist has sued Deshaun Watson. Now, when all of this stuff started.
Only 24?
When all of this started, it was 22. And so there's just a lot of stuff going on. Let me just say, his attorney had to walk back some comments that he made when he said that happy endings are not illegal. And that was wrong what he said. He should not have said that. Happy endings, as far as I know, are illegal, right? I don't know what you think about it, but I've always thought that it was illegal. So anyway, to make a long story short, the 24th massage therapist said that Deshaun Watson masturbated and ejaculated on the woman's chest and face, and she felt very uncomfortable. She was, you know, forced into that situation.
She was forced
at the beginning of the session.
A private arrangement they made
at the beginning. Listen, Mom. At the beginning of the session. Watson did not want to use the draping that is typically used in a massage. Instead, he requested a small towel. Watson reminded the plaintiff he only wanted her to focus on his upper body and abdomen. He then demanded that she work on his inner thighs and quadriceps. During the massage, Watson's tone became aggressive as he repeatedly demanded that she go higher and higher in his inner thighs. And then it said that, you know, his eyes, he had piercing eye contact with the and she was scared because he was obviously lot bigger.
Eyes.
Bigger than Ma. What is funny? Okay, the plaintiff attempted.
Oh, God. Ma. Wait a minute. Of all the things that scare you, is it somebody's piercing eyes? Okay, go ahead.
The plaintiff attempted to focus on getting the massage completed. At some point, Watson got an erection, causing his towel to fall off. By this point, Watson was now completely naked and exposed, and Watson then started to masturbate. The plaintiff immediately stopped the massage, and apparently responding to the look of shock on the plaintiff's face, Watson said to the plaintiff, "Relax, it's okay to touch it." She refused. Watson then stood up and continued masturbating more aggressively. And then Watson asked the plaintiff, "Where do you want me to put it?" She froze and he ejaculated. Some of it got on her chest and face. And the suit claims that the accuser immediately ran off to the bathroom to clean off Watson's ejaculate. There was no apology from the quarterback. As he got dressed, he sent the accuser $150 via Cash App. But also, they found that he contacted over 100 strangers on Instagram for these types of massages. So, Ma, 24 people have accused him of sexual
misconduct. You mean 124?
Well, no. They have apparently they're saying that over 100 people, he's contacted over 100 strangers. 24 people have filed a civil suit against him. So the NFL has not done anything
Okay.
He's guaranteed $230 million.
All right, just give me your question. Just give me your question. What are you doing?
Okay.
Because I have thousands.
Well, what does it say when the attorney is saying happy endings aren't illegal? What should the NFL do to him? And how much should he have to pay the victims?
Okay, first accusers. Of all, okay, first of all, let me just say this.
$230 million.
John Watson is a fool. Okay. He's a fool because I understand about the physiological part of everything, but he walked into these different places and, you know, initiated the whole interaction. He initiated it. Whatever it ended up being, he initiated it. That's number one.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking a fool and his money are soon parted. Okay. Online, looking for whatever, whatever. He can get everything he wants to get sexually in a very legal way and in a way where people are accommodating and mutually agree. And you know it and I know it because everybody likes every different thing out here. Whatever, okay? There's no reason that he should be putting anyone in an inappropriate position.
What should the NFL do?
An uncompromising position. I don't know that the NFL should be doing anything. I don't know that it's an issue to do with the NFL.
Because it's impugning the Shields. It's impugning their company, their organization. They have,
Hold on. I'm not finished.
Yeah. They punish people for less.
Deshaun has an issue that Deshaun needs to take care of.
Deshaun, those women.
Yes, and it has to do with those women too. Deshaun has an issue that he needs to take care of. I don't know what he did to those women or this or that or blah, blah, blah. If there's money due to those women because he violated them, then he needs to pay.
Well, my
Hold on.
Yeah.
The real problem is that Deshaun needs to find out why he is inappropriately looking for and doing things that put people in a situation where they feel pressured, where they feel violated, where they feel assaulted, when he can get the same thing from multiple other sources without all that, without any criminality involved or without any illegality. Well, Mom,
we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about the NFL. They gave this man $230 million.
But you're talking
guaranteed.
About the NFL. To me, it's the thing where he needs to take care of why he is behaving like that. Okay. What are the reasons for his behavior? That is what needs to happen. He needs to do it irrespective to the NFL.
What should the NFL do, Mom?
I don't think the NFL should do anything.
You don't think the NFL should do anything?
No. I think the NFL, the only thing I think the NFL should do is to make sure he gets into
counseling. Help, Ma. No, they have suspended people.
I'm not sure what he did. I don't know what level of illegality that is.
You're not supposed to masturbate in front of a massage therapist. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to request a happy ending, and you're not supposed to ejaculate.
Some massage therapists offer hand jobs.
That's illegal, though.
Well,
and that's not what these women are saying.
I want to back up out of that and just say I think he needs to find out why he's behaving the way he is. What I think the NFL should do better, I mean, you're doing your face and you're doing this and you're doing that, then you talk about what you think they should do. Don't try to tell me what I think they should do, because I told you my thought. I think he needs to go get therapy to address why he's putting himself in such a position.
I think he needs therapy. I definitely think he needs therapy, and I also think that he should sit out for a year. I think he should sit out for a year.
Thought, express it.
I think that the NFL needs to make a decision. I think that he needs to sit out for a year. I also think that he should
He needs to sit out at all. I don't think it has anything to do with football playing. No.
That's sexual assault. If I go, if somebody, if I'm giving them much assault,
it is because half the time those people offer hand jobs. Don't hand me
nobody.
I know people who have been in the field and they don't tell me that they also, I was surprised. You think they never seen an erection before doing their job?
Ma, I don't, that's not right. These people, some people are. Not some people, most of the people that do that do not, most massage therapists are professionals, the overwhelming majority. But if you have a licensed massage therapist,
don't have a problem.
But these women were all licensed. These were all licensed massage therapists. And if you're a licensed massage therapist, you're not supposed to offer a happy
therapist. That means that your morals are very high.
Well, right. You're not supposed to offer a happy ending if you're a licensed massage therapist. It's against the law.
Okay. All cops are honest. Everybody is good. Great. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful, daughter.
Okay. So my thing is the NFL should suspend him for a year. He should not be paid for a year. I think that the victims...
My thing is that he should be in therapy for
a year. He should be in therapy. Yes, he should be in therapy for a year. I don't think he should play for a year.
Suspended. Those happy endings ain't got nothing to do with him playing football.
Ma, that makes you feel, if you are a massage therapist and someone does that.
Jail when he was over there with his holes, why does
I don't know. I don't even remember what happened to
Deshaun. No, you don't remember because you don't care. Why does Deshaun have to go? Why is it a double standard? No.
These people have civil suits against him. There is a difference. These people said that they felt uncomfortable, that wasn't what they wanted.
Let's see where it goes.
And apparently Deshaun had offered them $100,000 per victim before they added an additional two people. But the attorney for the women said no go. I don't know if it was because of the NDA or if there was a couple of women who didn't agree to the amount. I don't know. But Deshaun... did something Deshaun that wasn't right.
Okay. The only thing I'm going to
and do you don't think that that was a crime?
Is that Deshaun is a fool. I don't know what.
Okay.
I'm cynical. Okay. Going with nobody's hands are perfectly clean.
I know that. Some of them make mistakes.
Some of them are innocent. Some of them are not.
24 women. You think 24 women?
Deshaun is the fool.
24 women.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't say so what. It could be 124. Deshaun is the fool. Okay. I'm going to say that. Deshaun is the fool.
I'm going to leave it alone because
Deshaun is the fool because Deshaun has money to lose. He's the only one in the equation that has multi-million dollars to lose. So Deshaun is the fool.
The NFL knew all of these things and they gave him the most money ever guaranteed in history. And that just seems really strange to me. So I'll just move on. Okay.
Well, you know, daughter, you're a little more rigid than me. I'm a little more flexible. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay, so recently, you know, about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, because of everything going on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, boy, I love Johnny Depp.
Brett. Well, I love Johnny Depp, too. So I do like Johnny Depp.
I'm giving you a hard time, daughter. Yeah,
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie started trending recently.
Yeah, because, about that vineyard that they have, that winery.
Brad Pitt says ex-wife Angelina
sold her shares to one of his competitors.
I'm gonna let everybody know because you really pre-gaming. Well, now it's after game. Brad Pitt says ex-wife Angelina Jolie deliberately damaged their wine company by selling her half to a stranger with a bad reputation, something the couple had explicitly and mutually agreed not to ever do, according to a new court filing.
Right.
And then Pitt's team claimed in the filing that Jolie knew and intended that the businessman Uri Scheffler and his affiliates would try to control the business undermine Pitt's investment in Miraval.
That is funny. Angie's just giving him a hard time.
The partner is a Russian oligarch, and they're just saying,
yes.
So
you better bet. Angie is giving him a hard time.
Do you think that? So anyway, Pitt wants them. He's seeking trial by jury, as well as seeking damages and amount to be proven at trial. at the purported sale made by Jolie, which he wants to be declared null and void. Right. So do you think this is a fair comparison, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
Well, it's not exactly the same. It's different. It's different in a number of ways. It's different in that, number one, it had to do with a specific investment that they made together. It really is completely a monetized issue. Whereas with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it had to do with his reputation. You know, it had to do with the person that he is and how she maligned him. So it was different in that regard. It is different in that regard. With it's an ethical question. Both of them are ethical questions. However, in the case with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, it just seems as if she maybe was being a bit malicious, because she would know that of anyone that she would want, that he would want his to partner with in his business, it would not be this Yuri person, you know? And she knew that, and she purposely did it, because I'm quite sure she could have found another buyer if in fact she wanted to sell. So I think she maliciously went after. I think there's a level of malice in both cases on the part of, unfortunately, the female. I think there was a level of malice involved. So they're comparable in that way. In other areas, they're different, but where they're similar is that there was this issue of, I'm feeling like there's some vendetta kind of thing going on. Some vengeance going on in there.
Well, you know what, Ma, I don't think it's really a fair comparison, except, you know, like there seems to be some, you know, some anger, some resentment, between the women. And eventually the men in these cases seem to be like the victims. However, they both, Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp, both seem to maybe.
Well, that's victim in quote. That's victims in quotation.
In quotations, right.
Right.
They both seem to have, you know, drink a little too much. And so, you know, when you drink a lot sometimes, it's easy for somebody to take advantage of the situation. What I will say is that nobody is really a victim.
Well, that makes the women look even worse.
Well,
if they were taking advantage of people who they felt were. Well,
I don't
make the women look worse.
I don't want to go there with that. What I will say is that Angelina Jolie has a lot of power and had a lot of power. When she came into the relationship with Brad Pitt, they were equals. They weren't looking at them. She was right. Yeah, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. While Amber Heard appeared to, she didn't seem to be very likable, at all. Let me just say that. She had a lot more to gain in the relationship with Johnny Depp.
She was more on the come up than Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Angelina Jolie was already there.
Right. Yeah. And then there was also the children that was involved. And so my issue with Brad and Angie is that I wish all of this would have remained private because of their children. You know, I really and truly do wish that, I liked Angie, a lot before. I'm kind of indifferent to her at this point. I still like Brad Pitt a lot, but I wish that all of this would have been sealed and private, all of this stuff that was going on between them, because they have children.
Well, okay.
That's my thing.
The question that you posed to me has to do with specifically the selling of the vineyard. Now, if you're talking about the children and so forth, now that goes back to when they initially divorced and when they initially separated. That's when things really should not have been for the public. Really should have been kept private. You know, now less so, because now it's just sort of a dollars and cents kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, with the malice and, there's a certain maliciousness involved too. But initially it was really about the children. Right. And it should not have been made public. At this point, it's sort of simmered down about the children. Mm-hmm. They seem to have sort of came to some kind of agreement, whatever it is about the children. Now it's the him and her. Now it's the bumping heads between him and her.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And much less to do specifically with the children, indirectly, all money.
But you don't like to see mommy and daddy fight.
Well, yeah, you know? Well, yeah, but we done moved on past that because that is already done. Yeah. That's already been done, right? You know, so cool. now we're at you know, winding up the last bits of, you know, things that they have in common, the things that they co-own, and you know, I don't know what their financial arrangement was or whatever. But this seems to be the last vestiges of their marriage, you know.
Well, yeah, they're divorced. So
they're wrapping it up, right? So they're wrapping it up. And, you know, and he's going to do his thing, whatever it is, because he feels that he really put a lot of himself into that rosé, you know, and that allegedly has been extremely successful, making millions and millions of dollars. And they say that was Brad Pitt's baby. So he feels some kind of way about it. So bam. And Angela knew that. So she's just giving him a hard time. You know.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will leave that alone because, you know, I hope everything works out okay with them. I hate to see all of the fighting between former couples. Just move on. Hope this gets resolved. People get the money that they need and go on with their life. Rich people problems. Okay.
Go.
And finally, Ryan Clark. So Ryan Clark was blasted on social media.
Oh, what did Ryan do? You know, RC is one of my favorites.
I wish people that I like sometimes would be quiet because anyway. All right. No, nothing too serious. It's more funny.
Okay.
So Chris Brown, this is his tweet. Chris Brown is more talented than Michael Jackson. There, I said it. Have a great week. That's what Ryan Clark said. People went after him.
Ryan, no.
Then he said,
after the category.
Right. After all of the backlash, he goes, I do not care. You out, CB and MJ in the Talent Olympics. Chris Brown wins. Is there any validity to Ryan Clark's statement?
No, Ryan lost his damn mind. You know what? Yeah. Ryan dropped his books and failed his lesson.
He did.
Okay?
He did.
Dropped his books and failed his lesson. He did not learn and understand and know the history of Michael Jackson. He didn't understand.
Well, he should know better than that. He's not that young like that.
Say he played hooky or he dropped his books. He did something because he's coming up like he don't know. Okay? And like you said, he should know better.
And you know, Chris Brown,
the only reason I could come up with that he doesn't know better is that he dropped his books.
He's not of an age where you could say, oh, well, he's 20 years old. He may not know. He should know better than that.
He ain't too young. Yeah. He should know.
Listen, Chris Brown, can I say this? In my opinion, Chris Brown is an excellent dancer. That's it.
Goodbye.
Okay.
There you go. Goodbye. You know,
he did not have the voice. Did not have the production quality, the songwriting quality, everything. All of that stuff. The aura,
Ryan.
Everything.
Ryan, I want you to think about that. I want you to go home and talk to your kids or talk to your parents.
Or talk to his wife.
Yeah.
Talk to his wife.
Ryan, come on.
Nobody agreed with him.
Ryan. You dropped your books. Like Judge Mathis said, you dropped your books and you lost your lesson. That's what happened with that.
All right. Okay. So let's do your favorite segment. You know, like I said, but every time we get to this segment, you already dropped the mic several times. So Naomi knows best. Dear Naomi, my best friend is getting married in 6 weeks. We've been best friends since sixth grade. We are both 28. Her fiance is a really nice guy. My boyfriend, my best friend, her fiance and I hang out all the time. We've been very tight as a foursome for the past 3/4 years. Nothing sexual intended. My point is, her fiance is solid. He loves my best friend, and I thought she loved him. So when one day my brother was chilling over my place, it slipped out he and my best friend hooked up a couple of times. I was shocked, especially after he told me the most recent time was only a couple weeks ago. Okay. My brother said he thought my best friend would have told me and to keep it a secret because my best friend and her man are supposed to be celibate before the wedding. My brother said my best friend's fiance was quote unquote saved and wanted their wedding night to be special. Okay. Well, my best friend never mentioned one word about celibacy or the hookups with my brother. Not one word.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say anything to my best friend. It's none of my business. But on the other hand, her fiance put in a good word for me at the company he works for. And if I get the job, he would be my supervisor. So I could tell him the truth, but I'm not willing to lose my best friend just yet. Although I recently realized my best friend is a lying thought. What should I do?
Mind your business. You should not say anything to your best friend's fiance, because don't forget, you fostered years of friendship and goodwill with your best friend. You should not tell. If you want to discuss it with her for whatever reason, because she's already done it, I don't know. You know, what are you going to say? Ooh, you shouldn't have done it. Ooh, don't do it again. What are you going to say? Ooh, I know what you did. I mean, just what are you going to say? Okay. What does that discussion look like? Ooh, please don't do it again. Ooh, you're saved. The reason she did what she did because her fiance is saved and she wasn't saved. She wanted to have some sex, so that's why she did it. You know, I mean, no, stay out of that. Stay out of that. If your friend is a real friend and you really care about your friend, love your friend, care deeply about your friend, and want to maintain the friendship, don't you say a word to her fiance. I don't care if he's going to be your supervisor or not. He's not your supervisor yet, and you don't have to tell your supervisor everything. Your supervisor, that's a paid position. That's work. You get work, you get money to go to that job, and that's it. You don't owe him nothing. But your friend, you could have your friend. People have many different jobs in life. At least I always did. People have many different jobs in life. But this has been your longtime friend, and you refer to her as your best friend. I would not let my friendship put my friendship in jeopardy just to tell. You don't know what he's doing. He's acting like he's all safe. He might be screwing every damn body up there in the church or wherever he goes.
Okay.
You don't know what he's doing. You don't know what he's doing. You don't trust these people. They might say anything, but no. Okay? No. Don't say a word. Embrace your friend. If she wants to share with you, you be there to listen. You shut the hell up.
Okay,
my best advice for you.
That was good advice. All right. So guys, thank you so much for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Is there anything that you wanted? I won't mind, you said a lot. Is there anything you wanted to say on our way out?
Everybody take care of yourself. Be safe. Go vote. I love you. I'll talk to you the next time. Talk to you soon.
And I want to let you guys know again, that is Wandry Cocktails. You can just go to their website, wandrycocktails.com.
Could you spell it?
Order.
W-O-N-D-R-Y
cocktails, or Wandry, actually it's Wandry Wine. I'm going to put it in the link so that they'll be able to see it on our social media, and I also will have it on YouTube, so they'll be able to
wonderful.
Follow us guys on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also at All Things Page You, and subscribe to us on YouTube, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour at All Things Page You.
That's right, guys. Make sure you subscribe. And if you want to see everything we do, go to All Things Page You. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.